Hello, beautiful expressed woman. Wow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to your day 5 of your quest to confidence. By now, you have many embodiment practices that perhaps have shown you where you are, have guided you into deeper listening, and are leading you into the next phase of your embodiment. I'm very curious to know what's been coming up for you and where you're at in your journey. So if you haven't already, please, please send me a note and let me know how you're doing and what this practice has been supporting you with. Any celebrations you'd like to share? As we will continue this week, this session today is illuminating your aura even more, expanding the magnetism, your halo, your glow. And I've mentioned this before, when you walk into a room, you have an energy about you which is also unseen. It's unspoken, it's unseen, it's presence. And it's the moment you enter space, even if people cannot see you, their eyes may be closed, you may be guiding a breathwork session or walking into a room and someone is there but on the other side can't see you. They can feel your energy, they can feel your aura. And this is an element of expression that is so important. It goes beyond speech, it's beyond body language because it's not even seen. It's the energy in which you carry through you when you are being yourself in all moments. They can feel your emotions. They can feel your confidence. They can feel whether you feel embodied, aligned, activated. So let's strengthen that energy of embodiment and energy of confidence and being. So when you enter a space, what people feel is what you really feel, what you want them to feel. And it's the lightness of your being. It's your connection to spirit. It's your connection to faith and flow. And a feeling that feels good to be around. So if you have your journal out, I'd like you to write down, or take a moment to find that, to write down what feels good for you when others enter a room and you can't see them but you feel them. What qualities make you feel calm and peaceful and happy that they are sharing the space with you? I'll give you a moment to write down those things. And then after you finish that list, you will make a list of all of the qualities and feelings that don't feel good when you feel someone entering a space. Perhaps things that make the space feel heavy or a little dense. What are those feelings that aren't particularly welcoming or inviting, and you rather that just leave? And it's without even saying a word, that energy is just there. Right, either way. And those are elements of expression of how that person who's entering the space is embodied in that moment. And so it is so important, it is imperative that you are witnessing and listening to your energy field. How are you entering a space, whether it's a home? Even if you don't share your space with anyone, what does the energy feel like in there? And how can you clean it up to be where it wants to be, where it needs to be for you to thrive, to be in your fullest radiance, your fullest aura? Perhaps you'll notice what energy doesn't feel good within yourself or within others, so you can start to clear that space. And if you're living with someone and you notice the heavy or denser energy in the space, it's up to you, it's your responsibility to clear the space. I'm talking about practices beyond sage and Palo Santo and incense and candles, right? It's to express the type of energy and field that you're creating in your sacred space. At all times, you're responsible for your environment and your work, how others treat you. And how do we do that? It's our magnetism and our aura. If we are in a place where our energy field is light and vibrant, and we're in alignment, then a heavier energy can't penetrate through. If we are not in alignment, if we are feeling extra sensitive, we haven't devoted to our practices, devoted to God, then we're more easily able to get shaken into a lower density, into a lower frequency. If we are strong, that energy can't touch us. It might feel a little bit heavy, but our lightness of being and our truth of being and our expression of being can raise that vibration up. And that's our responsibility. That's the aura. Gotta have a strong aura. We did a practice yesterday and we'll do another right now. All right, so once you've finished that journaling, you can always add to that list. Go to your practice that sets your aura. So you can do this practice anytime that you need to feel stronger in your aura and express that this is your place, your sacred temple. This world is your sacred temple. You get to command the energy that flows through you and that penetrates through your aura. You get to choose what's not there. We'll go deeper into the boundaries in further weeks. So for right now, sit comfortably and we'll prepare a breath practice to strengthen your aura. And that is your magnetic field, and also it's the veil that is able to bring in what you would like and keep out what you don't, what you don't resonate with. So seated, cross-legged, or feet on the floor, you'll press your arms out to the side, flexing your palms so your fingertips are facing up, like you're pressing two walls away from you. It's like you're sitting in the middle of the room, and then you're pressing the walls out to the sides of you. You're going to keep your arms as straight as you can. It's going to take a little bit of effort. And first, start with a long, deep breath. In through your nose and out through your nose or your mouth. With this long deep breath, I invite you to feel this impenetrable energy of discernment that you have for your sacred space and for your lightness of being and your declaration of how you choose to move through space and time. Long deep breaths, keep holding those arms straight, pressing your hands out to the side. And now we're going to move into a Vistrika breath. It's a fast in and out through your nose. Take a deep breath in with me, keep your hands pressing out strongly. And then pulse your breath in and out through your nose. As you do this, keep going. Your belly is going to move back towards your spine. Keep doing this. Your fingers are facing up, strong palms. Declare your space. Clear your aura. Just less than a minute here. Keep going. Three, two, one. Inhale, full breath in. Turn your palms face up towards the sky. Keep your arms out to the side. Hold your breath at the top and feel grace the energy of spirit in your palms. Try to keep your arms still straight. Be strong here. It's only another moment. Keep holding your breath. Be strong. Feel your power. And then exhale, slowly let your arms rest down. Keep your hands face up on your lap or on your cushions or bed next to you. And just breathe naturally and feel this energy of grace.
Another